Hi, everybody, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Trek Medical Group in New York City. I'm Jody LaGerfo, a family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today, we'll be answering questions about Botox. So let's get started. So a big question that we get is, what can I do about those 211s in between my eyebrows? And it's such a common problem in people. Those are called glabella lines, and I often call them the dreaded 11s. But they're short, parallel, vertical lines found between your eyebrows, and they extend up to the central forehead, about a centimeter or so, depending on, you know, how much you scowl. They're often the first lines to really appear on the face. You know, again, they're on the forehead. Even as early as 20s, you know, we could see it happening in a patient. Initially, you know, you look in the mirror, you make a mad face. Those glabella lines or the dreaded 11s are intermittent. They only appear when you frown. But they're considered, or what we consider, dynamic. And because of that, we mean, you know, they're moving. They're changing the way you make your facial expressions. They're evident when someone makes an angry face that furrows your brow. In other words, you're scowling at someone. As time goes on, and with repeated muscle movement, those lines become deeper and deeper and more permanent. And a lot of the time a patient will come in and they'll say, I look at myself in the mirror and that's all I see, these two lines in between my eyes. They can look quite deep because the skin in the area is kind of thick compared to, let's say, the rest of your forehead. And again, they are created by that dynamic muscle action of those underlying muscles in that area, the part of the forehead between the eyebrows. And what happens is you have about three different types of muscles pulling the skin, you know, three different ways. And really together, these three muscles pull the central area of the eyebrow inward and downward, and it causes those lovely 11s to form. So a lot of the time a patient will say, what can I do to prevent them? Well, sometimes you really can't prevent them, unfortunately. But there are external factors that can contribute to them. A lot of the time, you know, you go in the sun and you're squinting. So sunlight is one of those external factors. And we make that grimacing face, you know, where we're squinting our eyes because, you know, you're in the sun, you're trying to protect your eyes. When you do that, you're contracting that muscle and you're causing those lines to form. Also smoking. Smoking in general causes wrinkles and decreases the amount of collagen and damages the DNA of the skin. So that, of course, just goes without saying. And exposure to pollution tends to also contribute to wrinkle development. Patients with thyroid disease who have exophthalmos, which is bulging of the eyes, can also have deeper central glabella lines. And people who wear contact lenses or have a lot of eye sensitivity or have eye issues, glaucoma, may use those glabella lines of the forehead more frequently than, let's say, someone who doesn't. And consequently, they'll have more lines. A big thing, or perhaps maybe the biggest thing, is we know that your mood can worsen your glabella lines. So let's just say you're truly an angry person. You frown a lot. You're someone who's constantly, you know, frowning. That can worsen those glabella lines because you're making that face. A truly, you know, angry person, or someone who's become so habituated to, you know, those lines, sometimes don't even notice that they have the lines, and they'll say, I'm not angry, I'm not unhappy, I'm not sad. But those deep lines can give someone a false signal. You know, when someone looks at them, that they have these deep lines, like that they think they're, that person's always in a bad mood. So a lot of people, and I know, you know, in practice, in our office, patients come in and they say, well, I wear bangs because I have those lines. But it's really not necessary, because if you treat them, they do get better. I always tell patients, again, you know, early treatment is better. So when you start to notice that these glabella lines are forming, the sooner you do a treatment, the better it will be. How do you treat it? Well, so we use Botox, which is botulinum toxin A. And what that does is it softens and reduces those 11s. Botox is a neurotoxin. It temporarily paralyzes that muscle activity in the area that is treated. So since we're talking about the glabella or the 11s, that area in between your eyes, the Botox toxin is produced by a microbe called, you know, the Clostridium botulinum toxin, which is purified and makes it safe to be used in small doses. Botox stops those muscles of the glabella from contracting and making those furrows or those number 11s. Also, injection of Botox into that glabella muscle paralyzes that downward and inward muscle action, which makes those angry lines. You know, another interesting thing is, and while we're talking about Botox, is making that mad face, constantly scrunching your eyes and having, you know, furrowing your eyebrows can contribute to headaches and a feeling of central forehead heaviness. And truthfully, Botox can treat both of those and make a patient feel much better. There's been studies that say that Botox can actually improve a patient's mood. Aesthetically, glabella lines can make the upper face look heavy. It can make it look tired. The muscles can bunch up instead of looking open and relaxed. A lot of the times when those muscles or those lines are etched, I tell a patient what we could do is, if you start to do Botox regularly and, you know, sooner, what will happen is that those lines will start to separate a little bit and look, let's say, not so etched. And with repeated treatment, hopefully, you'll look a lot more open and more relaxed, and it can be more attractive to the eye. As far as Botox goes, it takes about 5 to 8 days for the Botox to kick in. It peaks in about 10 days, and it continues to make that muscle, and we're talking between the eyebrows, the glabella, inactive for about 3 to 6 months. Eventually, the treatment does wear off, and the muscles begin to move again, at which point then we repeat the treatment again. We do it again. A neurotoxin like Botox is really the best treatment to help and prevent lines on the forehead or wrinkles of the forehead and around the eyes. In that area in between the eyes, the glabella, it really can help soften the lines and decrease that mad look, especially they can almost become non-existent if they're not too deep to start with, and that's why treating it earlier is really better. Eventually, like I always tell patients, continued treatment, those lines can sometimes disappear. And the way that we do it is we give Botox in, you know, for this area in the 11s, somewhere about, you know, 4 to 5 injections into that particular muscle that we're treating. Usually what I do is I look at a patient and we'll determine where their muscles are moving. And, you know, you really want to see when they make a mad face what muscles are pulling where. Generally speaking, I usually take care to avoid that frozen Spock look. you know, unless a patient comes in and they request that they want to look like Spock. But generally speaking, we want to keep it natural and we want to not change the shape of the eyebrow. We want to try to maintain that eyebrow arch. A real successful treatment with Botox is when you cannot move your glabella, because you want to have that muscle kind of frozen, because it'll prevent those 11s from forming. So in other words, when you look in the mirror and you're trying to make a mad face and you have difficulty doing it, that's success. From time to time, when you treat the glabella or those 11s, patients will come in and say, I all of a sudden have these lines on my forehead. So I usually recommend when they come in to do their glabella, we like them to do their forehead and their eye corners, because those other muscles can start to become more apparent. It's almost like your forehead starts compensating for those 11s. So I think treating them together, forehead, eye corners, glabella, is, you know, aesthetically, you're treating the whole patient, you know, all their concerns in that area. If the glabella lines are relaxed over a period of time with regular injections, those deep vertical lines can become less noticeable. And truthfully, newer ones really won't form because you're not giving it a chance to form. Don't forget, ultimately, the treatment is aimed at softening or reducing the lines, not necessarily giving you this frozen look unless you want that. It's always best to start with a small dose and increase the dose progressively if you need to. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangeright.com. Have a great day, and remember to take care of the skin you're in.